The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that the Holy Spirit is going to be given to bear witness to the Lord, but he tells us that we also must bear witness to the Lord because we've been with him from the beginning. And then he goes on to tell us what that witness is going to look like. And he says he tells us this so that we may not be scandalized. Now, first we have to remember the Greek word scandalizo, scandalizein, is a word that means to cause someone to fall, to cause someone to trip. So it's not just a matter of, oh my goodness, that's disgusting, I can't believe somebody did that, but it's giving such a bad example that it would actually cause somebody to trip up. Now in this case, the Lord is telling us that they're going to expel the apostles from the synagogues, which they did, and that the hour would come when everyone who kills you thinks that they're offering worship to God. So in other words, you're going to be persecuted, but we don't want you to fall down. We don't want you to be horrified that this is happening, because this is the witness that we're going to bear to the Lord. And of course, we have to remember the Greek word for witness is martyr. And so we're going to bear witness to the Lord by dying to ourselves. That's the challenge for all of us. St. Peter even addresses that rather beautifully in the first reading. Number one, he tells us that we have to have mutual charity toward one another. And number two, he tells us that we have to offer hospitality without murmuring. Human nature hasn't changed, has it? 2,000 years ago, he's having to tell people to quit whining. And, well, we've just kind of perfected it in our day. And not the quit part, the whining part. We're really, really good at murmuring and whining and complaining about everything. And what is the example that we're giving? Is it one of charity? Charity which seeks always the good of the other person. That's what it means. Is that what we're truly seeking? Are we trying to build people up? In a situation like what we're living in, it's going to be easy just to hunker down, kind of pull into yourself, protect yourself. But the early Christians were living in a situation that was even worse than that. St. Peter didn't say hunker down and protect yourself. He said practice charity and practice hospitality and don't murmur about it. That's really hard. But that's the witness. That's the dying to self. How are we ever going to give witness to the Lord by being a martyr if we can't even give witness to the Lord by treating people with kindness, by being charitable to them? How can we die for the Lord if we can't even die to ourselves? So these are kinds of things that we need to be thinking about and consider what this really means for us as we look forward. To look at that question, ask, are we really practicing that kind of charity that St. Paul is talking about? And so again, we have to remember it's part of why the Spirit is given. He is called the Paraclete. They translated it as the advocate, but it means one who speaks on behalf of another. And so St. Paul tells us we don't even know how to pray as we ought. So St. Peter is telling us that, look, you need to be watchful in prayer. You need to be paying attention. How did he put it? Be prudent and watchful in prayer. See, we don't even know how to pray as we should, as St. Paul says. And therefore, the Holy Spirit is given to pray within us, to be able to lead us into all truth. Because otherwise we wouldn't even have a clue what we're doing. So we need to ask the Lord for that grace. We need to ask the Lord for the grace to be able to let go. Because the more we try to control our prayer, the more we try to control our lives, not only the more out of control do we become, but the less charitable we are. Or put it the other way, the more selfish we become. So we have to trust the Lord. We have to put things in his hands. That is really, really hard for us to do. But again, what a great way to die to self. And so if we can learn to do this and turn to the Lord and ask for his grace and to be able to cooperate with that grace, we look at this, at the, what the Lord asked, for instance, of the prophets. Look at his apostles. He doesn't ask easy things, and he doesn't ask always obvious things. Sometimes he asks for some very difficult things and some rather odd things sometimes. And so it would be a whole lot easier to try to be in control of things, because then we don't have to do anything odd. Well, what if it's God's will that you're supposed to? Then you've just said no to God. So that's why we have to let go and say, no, we have to be about doing what God wants. We have to be about doing his will. And what is his will? That we be charitable. It's pretty simple when you look at it that way. Remember, that is the command that our Lord gave us. And quite honestly, we don't see that happening an awful lot. And so here we are, 2,000 years of saints later, and it's still hard for us even to scratch the surface of what our Lord even commanded us to do. And so when St. Peter is telling us this same thing, and then we put that in context with what the church gave us in the gospel, we can begin to see then why this is the witness. This is the martyrdom. This is the dying to self. Number one, because it's looking out for the other, so it's the opposite of the selfishness. But number two, because it is so difficult for us, which again is really bizarre, because this is the thing that should be the most natural thing for us. It's the purpose for which we were created. We're made in the image and likeness of God, who is charity himself. And yet, now we're having to talk about the fact that it is so difficult for us that it is a kind of martyrdom. And it is. And it ultimately then would prepare us for the other kind of martyrdom, if that's what God would ask. But regardless, it's all a matter of preparing the heart to be able to love the Lord, because that's what we're supposed to be about. That's what we want to do for all eternity. We need to prepare. We need to have our heart in that right disposition. So that's what we want to start with now. So to have that mutual charity, to pray for the grace, because we cannot do this by ourselves. We've demonstrated that all too many times. And to be able to get rid of all the selfishness, only the grace of God is going to be able to do that in us. We have to cooperate. We have our part to do. But only God can do that. So pray and ask for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and pray for the grace to cooperate with those graces that God gives to us, so that we can actually be that witness that the Lord is asking for, so that we're not going to be a stumbling block, a scandal, one who makes someone else fall because of our bad example, or that we ourselves would fall because we're trying to control it and we think that it ought to be different than the way that the Lord wants it. So prayer is going to conform us to the will of God. The will of God is that we love. That's all that's being asked of us ultimately. Everything else will follow from it. That's why St. Augustine can say, love and do what you will, because love never wrongs the neighbor. So it's really, that's the point we need to focus on. Yeah, we've got all the other virtues that all are going to lead in that same direction that we have to keep working at. But it all really comes down to that one. It is to practice that mutual charity.